relaxed yesterday. I watched the Talladega race there. Monk's doing other things. In and out of the house, constantly doing stuff. Yeah, other than that, it was, can't complain. It was just one of those weekends. How was your weekend? W2HCB.
Had to go to Lakewood, New Jersey, Saturday at the XYL. We had a wedding. Beautiful area, right along the coastline there. All houses along this ocean. I don't know, this Ocean Avenue, what would they call it? Facing the ocean there, and then you know, then there's a roadway, a street. You can park then and go to the beach. But all these houses were like, they reminded me of the Gatsby, you know. Big, beautiful houses, my gosh. Oh. I watched the old, should have been bed and breakfast, you know. Beautiful. So, went to this place called The Breakers. Traffic wasn't too big, though, except the GPS told me to take Route 9. That's like a toothache. That was where the wedding was, in his campus. So the reception was on the coast, so it took Parkway up. And that was, we flew on a Parkway, but then I got screwed going through Staten Island on the Bell Parkway. Oh, my God. Almost a three-hour drive each way. Just a boring ride. But anyway, that was that. So, yesterday, like yourself, you know, relaxed a little bit. Ran out in the ocean, took a look around. Hammers out there. Got all the activity. The water's still a little bit on the chilly side for bass. 48 degrees. Yeah, boat's running good. Guy did a good job rebalancing the wheel. Actually, maybe another mile per hour faster than last year. 200 gallons of diesel on there. Everything's good. It was kind of a short weekend. And then again, they're all short, I guess. And I got up this morning, left the house at 60 degrees. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, I got off my house was, I guess, 69, 68, something like that. Heat wasn't even on. Heat's off. Wonderful thing. We changed some of the heat from yesterday. Anyway, I got two more days of aggravation, and then I am free of the annoying 1 a.m. phone calls. I tried to start the engine, but the engine don't start. What kind of machine do you have, sir? What is this? What scissor lift? In building. I said, it doesn't have an engine. What do you mean no engine? How machine work then? The electric machine. You see that big red switch on the box there? Did you pull it off? I thought that was the horn. I was pushing it.
Wow. I guess, you know, anybody could rent a machine. Does anybody get any checkout when they get these things?
Yeah, well, the operators are supposed to be certified. And it's gonna get more strict over who operates machines over the next couple of years. You don't have a certification card, it's gotta be a valid card, it's only good for 2 years, and yada, yada, yada. But a lot of guys rent them, and then they put any guys on them with no clue. But, yeah, whatever. Same guy called me yesterday for 4 times with stupid questions. I love it. Anyway, I was, one of my P's and Q's yesterday. building myself a 6-meter Yagi. I'm out in Mike's garage, minding my business. And next thing you know, I got everybody from the neighborhood staring at me while I'm doing my little project. What are you doing? What are you building? What's that for? Are you putting it on top of the house?
Oh man, I got very little of that, but I understand that they're going to get tighter on the checkoffs on that. Some of that equipment, I guess, could be, you know what you're doing, especially with the Bobcat incident a while back. But, must be a freaking gypsy camp place around here, using 1KW on a 5x5 SWR, freaking directed short to a unbelievable. Oh well, just a reminder that I'm downtown Burbank here, and I'm gonna make this my last one. Anyway, listen, I hope you get end soon with that 1 o'clock call there, I think. So you don't have to anticipate any calls. It's just a hot job. They want you on call. I know how that's, I know what that feels like. Five business on the five. I had one of those, and, they put up a different one instead. And with that, I'll pick it up another time. John, you have a great day. You copy. BY2KOP, I'll listen out. Well, at least try to.
Yeah, George, still found my copy. Hey, Sir 3, have a great day. I'm gonna go hang out at the UN for a while. I'll sit on top of the truck and catch some rays today. Who knows? 7-3, catch you later. I'll be at 2. H, CB.
couple of actresses. Oh, that was nice. Oh, just got onto the northern station from the Metamorph. W28CB and 2EB.
Oh, my buddy is getting married. His fiance, I told him. So absolutely no stupid chicken dance at our wedding. And that was the cue for, oh man, I'll never forget that. We're sitting there, and he had a live band, and the guy goes, I think I heard something. And they play the first three notes of the song. His wife gives him this dead look. And all of a sudden, John, 25 guys dressed in chicken costumes come running in the room to do the chicken dance.
There you go. That must have set her off, right? Put that on your wedding video. Wow. Two cop cars in a row. One eastbound, one westbound, over. I think, Hawaii. Just around there. And then my wife's cousin last night, guess what she does with her Infiniti? She drops her keys on the passenger floor and gets out and closes the door. And the car locks automatically.
Did you show her the cell phone trick?
Yeah, but no one... Her spare set is in a house, and on the ring of keys was a house key. So I drove from Baldwin to Douglasson, went to a neighbor's house, got a spare house key, got into a house, got a spare car key, and then I drove from Douglasson back to Baldwin, and she opens the door and starts the car, and she looks around, and she's like, oh, here they are. So I said, well, good, I'm glad you found them. So, the mystery's solved, and she's happy. Then I drove home, and then it was about 12:30, and I passed out. That was it. Got up at 5:20.
Uh-huh. It's not a cell phone trick where you hold a couple of keys at the same time and unlocks most cars.
Does that really work, John? Have you ever tried that for real?
One of my coworkers tried it on his service van. It worked. I haven't tried it yet myself.
I don't know. Kind of like can the phone reproduce that higher frequency? I don't know if it could. I mean, it sounds like it would work, but I don't know if the equipment can handle that. That's kind of wild. Yeah, I saw that. He claimed that it does, but I never tried it. You know, it does work though. If you want to. Use your remote for your alarm and you're too far away from the car, put the remote under your chin and it amplifies the signal. I've tried that, it actually works.
Hey Greg.
Morning, this is the dumper.
I talked about how the cell phones unlock the cars. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to make it unlock the car?
I don't remember the exact sequence, but you got to hit a couple of keys and hold them or something. I don't know. I have it somewhere on my computer. I have to check.
inspected. I'll send it to you.
Morning.
To the dumper.
Good morning, everyone. This is the dumper, KA2NCB. Glorious weekend's gone by, and now back to the grind. On the Meadowbrook, which is east of the repeater. And I am east of the repeater. Heading west, though.
Lovely. Lovely, lovely. EB, take a turn, hand it to me. I'll give it to Greg. Greg gives it to Dumper.
Oh, and then the Dumper gives it to me, so okay. Just starting off. No, I don't think you have to hold down keys, John. I thought it was just, you put the cell phone by the car, I guess. You know, like talking to someone at home that has the remote, the second set of keys has the remote on it, and that person just does the remote. Like, I don't know. It sounds too far-fetched, because what about the intensity of the signal and all that stuff? I don't know. Greg, what do you think? I don't know.
Now I took it out of sequence. I don't know. It might be a sequence of numbers, like he said, that'll make it put out, like, maybe a test tone or something like that. Because, I mean, think about it. We use our cell phones all over the driveway with all our cars parked all over the place, and nothing ever happens. So I think that, and as far as holding the remote near another phone that's talking to you and, like, pressing it, it's not going to take a signal and send it through the air. Some of these things have a rolling code and everything else. So I don't know. I think it's a little far-fetched, but maybe it works on some of the older ones. I don't know. I'll see what he'll send me. It. We'll see what it is. I'll try it. I'll be the first one to try it for sure.
Hi, John. I supposed to have gone to you.
Not EB. Dumper.
Yeah, be the first one to try it. Are you trying to use a cell phone to trigger the switch on the car if you lose your keys? Suppose it don't work.
Who knows? I haven't tried it. One of my coworkers claims it works. He's tried it. Had his wife try it, I guess. She looks stupid. Anyway. Anyway. Dumper, did you fix your antenna issues? Let me know when it gets back to you. And EB, your comment before, like, you woke up and it was light out, you thought you were late. If I wake up and it's light out, I know I'm late.
So you still get up before the sun, no matter what. Right. Yep. Yeah. I'm like sitting at the edge of my seat, like, waiting to hear about how well the installation of the antenna went. Oh, my papers are falling all over the place. Greg, I guess I keep that rotation. Greg, over to you. N2 ASF, N2 ED.
Okay, hey, you know, I put Yaesu 990 online, and somebody asked if I knew how to do the, I think it was called the CD, the Casino ROM test. And I'm, what the heck? Do you guys know what a casino ROM test is on a radio? Because I never heard of it before. But he asked me if I could do the casino ROM test and let him know what happens. Casino ROM test? I have no idea what that is. All right, I guess if it's the same rotation as before, I guess now it goes to the dumper.
Yes, it goes to the dumper. We are dumping. As far as my antenna, I'm waiting for two little shims to be sent to me. I spoke to them, and hopefully this week I'll have them, and I'll put it on. I haven't worked on it. I had homework to do this weekend, so by next week it should be all fixed. I'll be back my usual lousy signal. You'll have to endure this for a little bit longer. I actually probably do have some shims somewhere, but I just haven't had the time to procure them and to put them on the radio. And anyone heading westbound right over the county line, I mean eastbound on the county line, I believe there is laser out there, so be careful anyone traveling westbound on the northern state.
KC, TJC.
KC recognized. Anyway, coming through the fog rounds on the expressway here, going underneath the LIRR, I'll be parking this baby at the UN this morning for a few hours on the wonderful East River. Prime real estate. And, Ed Dumper. Every time I try to do something that I want to do with an antenna on the weekend, I get yelled at. We did manage to get my neighbor's dipole up, though. He called me about 10:30 last night, all excited. He made his first HF contact on his own equipment. So he was happy. He was happy. So anyway, another lunatic on the air. W2HCB. JC, you get it. And you pass it over to Mr. N2EV.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wish I could be sleeping still. But alas, it's time to work. I do have a question, though. It's a very interesting question. I need to make my grass grow, and not that kind of grass. It's dying. I did my father-in-law's treatment, which is all he ever does, is put lime down, and the grass grows and grows and grows, and it grows green. I tried that, and my grass is still dying. What is it time for? Because I'm starting to look like the bad house on the neighborhood. Everybody else has lush green grass, and I have big brown spots. It'll be easy to find me, though. N2EB?
JB2N Mobile.
2HCB, Service 3 Guys Tunnel.
Alright. 73 is there, Johnny. That's it. Can I tell you, JC, I don't know. It's, you're missing something. Every once in a while, like, not every year, but, I put down line. But, I don't know. It's, good fertilizer. Some fertilizers make your grass grow, look green, but I think it's weak or something like that. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, maybe one of these guys have a green thumb. Steve, over to you. You pick it up. You give it to the Greg. This is N2EB.
This is the GB2NQN with something new to report. I am on the new, improved viaduct. Yes, sir. The new improved Roslyn Viaduct. I'm on the new section as we speak. Let's see if it stays up or if it collapses. They worked on it all weekend to pave it and move the crane over. And I had a torrent of traffic. It was, I guess, like the old days, pre-viaduct days. Lots of traffic coming through. But not bad. Now I am west of the viaduct in a new roaded section over here, which I've never seen before. But it seems to be okay. So a good job by the boys from the highway department. And what do you mean your grass is dying? It didn't even start growing yet in some areas. Why do you say that? Is it brown? Maybe you have zoysia grass and it's not growing yet. Gregola?
Hey,
you know, if your grass is brown, first off, I would just try to do the fertilizer and a lot of water. You guys, those brown spots, you got to soak them, really soak them. Although that rain should have did it that we had. Although I saw brown spots too, large brown patches. If worse comes to worse, if it doesn't come up for some reason or another, you could rake out that dead grass that's sitting there, throw a good amount of seed on it. It's a shame though, you've got to make sure the fertilizer's gone. Throw a good amount of seed on it and put something on top of that seed that they make that like material that you throw down so the birds won't eat it, it won't blow away, and it holds moisture. And it's green. Throw that on there and super water it so the seeds will take. And it'll only take about 2 or 3 weeks after you seed it. And it should come back in that way. Try to get the seeds in there, rake them in, do something, and try that out. That's what I'm probably going to do. And I got to send it to the dumpster.
Oh, good morning there, JC. Good morning there, Weasel. And good morning anyone else listening on this scanner radio. That can be either one of three things. Either one, you put chlorine down, think it was lime. Number two, it may have that new swine flu in it. Or number three, you probably have fungus. And in that case, it's going to be removed. And because there's been a report of fungus going around on lawns. And I don't care what you do, you seed it. The only way you're going to get rid of it is you're going to have to remove it. You can try fertilizing it, but I don't think that's going to cure your problem. And it doesn't sound like you guys enjoy the grass either. Although my grass isn't really green yet, so I did fertilize it, but there's no brown patches, so that's probably what it is. The guy at work was complaining about the same thing last year, so that's what it is. I don't think seeding's going to help either. This is the Dumper, and I'll turn it over to, I don't know who's getting it now.
AC gets it.
All right. And, Greg, the only thing I could think of in response to your question before is that it's some kind of memory test. It may hold memory, and you either need external software or it's built in before the unit posts. You would have to enter some kind of function menu. That's if it exists. I'm going by experience. So you enter this function menu, and what it does is it tests all the memory. Or you use external software to do the same thing. That's the only thing I can think of. I'm sure someone here knows better than I do, though. And, Steve? Yeah, it's green. It's yellow and brown, and there's a lot of dead grass that I've been raking out. There's got to be a better way to rake it out. I've been doing it manually. I don't know if you're supposed to blow it out with one of those blowers, or you're supposed to rake it out. I got a soft, metal rake that I've been working with. I have a hard metal rake too, but I don't want to rip out the clumps of, I don't want to bare the soil, in other words. So I don't know. I'm going by what I see around me. Although everyone has it professionally done on my block, but everybody's grass is perfectly green. An incredible, delicious green. And mine is just brown. Just big brown spots, big yellow spots, especially towards one side. I have two lawns, with the walkway in between, and one side is terrible. It's just all brown and yellow, and doesn't look like it's alive. But I have no experience, very little experience, so it might be that it's coming up. Although everybody else is up in green, so maybe I should try the fertilizer. I don't know. I did the lime thing already, and it wasn't chlorine, or else the other side would have been all dead. I'm not sure if it's N2EP or Steve, so please take it, although I was passing it to N2EP. But
repeater, time out.
Okay. 1 second, time out there. Yep. Yeah. Talk about that casino test that Greg was talking about. Anyway, I'm in the lab, so you guys take care. Good dreams. Steve, over to you. This has to be me. I'll be
okay. Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea, a soil test, to see what you got over there. I do it from time to time, but I know that the South Shore has got more, like, sandy base to it, whereas on the North Shore we have more clay. So I had to make adjustments with that. Just tell us if you did any treatments last year. Did you put down any fertilizer? Did you put down any winter fertilizer? You know, those grass looks green because they're, like, overloading it with chemicals. That's why it looks so good. And there's a big move to go with natural organic type fertilizers, which take a little longer and don't, or supposedly don't hurt the environment as much. But those lawns have been getting hit hard for years, and that's why they come up so green. Of course, you don't want to get a glass of water at your neighbor's house, but that goes. You see, I give it a few more weeks. The only thing is, as Greg indicated, if you put down fertilizer, then you have to wait, I think it's 30 days before you can seed, so you have to decide which way you're going to go with it, because the seed will not grow with the fertilizer down, it'll just knock it right out. So it's either you scratch it the way you're doing, scratch it out, just break up those little clumps of whatever the brown stuff is being pulled out of, scratch that up, and then put down seed, and you can cover it up with topsoil. You don't have to go with that expensive stuff, so it does work pretty quick. Or you could fertilize it and see what happens. Just indicate to us when the last time you threw some fertilizer down there, or if you ever did. I was giving it to John, so I think I'm over to the man formerly known as Hummer.
Thank you there, Weasel, but I will reject your opinion of what you're saying about the lawn. I believe it's fungus, and I don't think you could have attached the lawn either, and that needs to be done as well. But she needs to remove all of that, the grass. That grass is that grass. Not pot we're talking about, we're talking about grass, so I believe it's a fungus. I'll take some bets on it, too. That's got to be removed. But I would also do a soil test and see where you, see where it stands. They sell them with the fertilizer. By the way, I did park, and I took about 5 spaces away from you, a weasel. This is the dumper, KA2TD of DJC.
Greg, go ahead.
Hey, this was a good conversation this morning with that Greg. Boy, JC, you've been coming up with some good topics getting the morning going here. I didn't get to hear any fluid transfer from Steve. Nothing with that yet. I'm still waiting with anticipation. And the, oh, man. There was a whole thing I wanted to ask, and now I totally forgot. Can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, the 440 machine. I actually never tried an EchoLink node on there. And, JC, you've been doing a lot of playing around with that thing lately. Do you know if you could put in a 5-digit code, you know, and like an EchoLink, and see if that works?
This is KCTJC. Yeah, I spent all of last week playing with IRLP, and no, it doesn't seem to work. I wrote down a whole bunch of EchoLink, and you could just punch them out, but it doesn't do anything. It just sits pretty. So I don't think it works. I've axed around, and they said no, but I have no definitive answer. I'm still trying to get in touch with, what is it, W2CDL, Andy? I believe he would know, unless Steve knows. But IRLP works perfectly, and EchoLink, you just punch in the numbers and it goes nowhere. Steve, no, I don't know what was done last year. I keep getting kind of like a bill of someone who may have maintained or it's a scam, but they're not too nice. I'm not honoring some kind of agreement of what the previous owner did. I don't know what the agreement is. I'm not going to call the person, but I keep getting this letter, and they kind of want to bill me for a new contract that I'm supposed to be in, whatever. So it may have been professionally cared for in the past, but I don't. If it was professionally cared for, it wasn't like all my neighbors, which are, I guess I don't want to drink their water. And I do favor more the organic approach. One, because it's better on the pocket if you just have to buy topsoil and seed. And two, I was thinking of using this stuff called Turf Builder, Scott's Turf Builder. They say that's what you should put down this time of year. But then again, I have to go with my father-in-law's approach. And he is very, holistic and organic. He has a very good green thumb. I should really get him to do my lawn, because he makes anything grow. And he does it without chemicals. It's just old-world mentality. I think, Steve, over to you.
All righty, then. You get into it. I like doing it, so I never had any professional come over. And, it's okay. A lot of people in my area do it on their own, but there's a majority that do it with a professional landscaper, which has, optimal effects, much different, but I like doing it. I like the exercise from cutting the grass and all that stuff, so working with the different machines, getting sweaty, and then using lather to clean myself. Anyway, speaking of lathering, yes, I'm sorry I didn't give you that report right off the bat there, Gregola. Yes, lots to report. I was with Tracy on Saturday evening. We went down to Long Beach, had a nice sumptuous dinner, and then that was dessert afterwards at her house for, I came home at 3 o'clock, so about 4 hours. So that was a fluid transfer was made. And then yesterday, I was with Miranda. We went bike riding down at Long Beach on the boardwalk. So I was with her for, I'd say from 12 to 6, around there. And we had a nice time. It was very nice. I got to learn more about her and her Asian ways. So now I'm looking to the east. I'll be praying. That means I'll be at your house for pointers. Greg?
There you go. Well, when we have a get-together, I'll have to call you up. You have to bring her around. She'll feel right at home. I guess it goes to the dumper.
Dumping I will. And I'm entering the orifice, so I'm going to sign. This is the dumper, KA2. NCB clear. Have a good day.
The park close. The dumper, he was portable. Go ahead there, JC.
Yeah, all right. I thought he was going to come back for another comment. But, that's it on the grass. I want to make it grow. I don't want to look like the rotten tooth on the whole block, because that's what I'm starting to look like. And the way I figure it, if I do it myself, I could save all that money and put it into an HF. So, that's the way I figure it. I don't know. I really don't know how other people do it. They have lots and lots and lots of little bills. The guy who fertilizes and does the grass, the guy who comes and does the tree, the guy who comes and does the gutters, the guy who comes and does... I don't know how the other half lives. New cars, etc., etc. But anyway. That's pretty much it. I gotta figure out how to make it grow, and I do like the manual labor. I just can't wait till my kids get older so they can do it. Steve, over to you. This is KC2TJC for ID.
KC2OLA Mobile.
to Chef Mike. Recognize. Good morning. All right. Well, I spent most of Saturday cleaning my boat in anticipation of taking it out on Sunday, which I did not. As I indicated, they had the viaduct closed. Viaduct, why not a goose? I don't know, but they had it closed because they were preparing the new section to open, which you heard me report for the first time this morning I was on. So it was like the old Roslyn days with all the traffic coming through town, so it was just a lot of honking and cursing and lots of traffic, so I decided not to take the boat over to the ramp. She wanted to go on the boat yesterday, Greg, but I talked her into next time. So we did this. It was very nice, too. It was beautiful down there. And lots to see. Lots to see. And so there were a couple of Asian girls down there. They were definitely in the minority. And she was wearing this, like, purplish, I don't know what you'd call it, purplish outfit. She would look very mysterious with sunglasses and like a purple hat. So she looked like, I felt like I was riding with Yoko Ono, as a matter of fact. When we stopped, some people were looking at us, and I said, would you like Yoko's autograph? You know, that kind of thing, and embarrassing the crap out of her, which was very entertaining for me. Mike, over to you, sir.
And a good morning to all. Looks like it's going to be another good day. It's already 60 degrees. Stripers were hit yesterday, Steve. Was drowning some smelly bellies out in the bay off the boat and playing with some stripers. So they're in. Let's see. Steve gave it to me. Greg.
You should have taken the boat out. I would have been on the boat yesterday. Mine was in the water. It would have been out there. I'm surprised you didn't go for the boat deal. Then you would have been nice and private in the cabin. I don't know. The boat deal sounds like the way to go. I sure don't know who to turn it to now that the dumpster's gone. So I guess who was taking it after him? It might have been Steve. I'm not sure.
Hey, JC.
Yeah, that's another thing, Steve. Maybe this weekend. How does this weekend look? Saturday. Maybe in the morning. Early in the morning, maybe. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to take it out, though. If I do fix it, at least it'll be fixed. But I don't believe I'll be able to put it in the water this season. Although I would like it fixed. Let me know. And I guess to use popular vernacular, kudos to you, Steve, with the two girls there. Okay, Steve, over to you.
And kudos to me. I'm going to be a silent key, Seven, if I keep this up. You know, my heart can't take the strain. Well, Tracy's been putting me through the basis. So we'll see what happens with the other one. Anyway, it's fun. It's fun. Yeah, as I indicated, I trailer over to Hempstead Park. And they also had a car show over there yesterday that I went to in the morning for about an hour and a half. One of those vintage car shows. It was the first one of the season over there. So there was a lot of... It just wasn't in the cards, I know, but plus the tide. So we'll go. We'll go because she wants to go. But we had fun. It was very nice down there. And Long Beach is a lot of fun, a lot of places to, you know, scoot around to, a lot of activity on the boardwalk. And I mean, there was a lot of activity. It was like a regular July beach day there. It was packed. There were no services yet, no lifeguards. Very little in the way of a police presence. And you know what? Everybody got along, which is nice. And okay on the stripers. Yeah, I've been listening. I've been listening on the VHF radio to a couple of guys. I was working on the boat last week. But it's going to cool off again this week. And JC, I'm supposed to go to the Near Fest on Friday, which is in New Hampshire. They didn't plan on coming back until Saturday night. I don't know if I'll be around, and I'm... the trip definitely hinges on the weather report, which I heard there could be some showers, so I'm not sure if I'm going to go yet. I'm like 75-25 at this point, but I am off on Friday. And I said I would look at that for you, and I will, but I might not be around Saturday morning. I'll let you know. Master Chef, where were you on the boat? In Massapequa?
Yeah, right off, I'm trying to put some, well, I guess that if you went straight down from where you bowl and went into the water right there, it's a little east, approximately half mile, maybe a mile at the most. We call it, we call the area the Long Dock. It's right in the bay. It was phenomenal. It was like 74 degrees. The tide was outgoing. The sun was right there. It was an excellent afternoon. And it was only from like 1 to 4. The tide was running out. We were right in the spot. You know, it was slow. A couple of schoolies. Otherwise, it really just was an enjoyable afternoon. Did some weeding because I have a front lawn of rock. So did some weeding in the morning. Got the chemicals out and blasted the rocks with some chemicals so those weeds will be at bay for a while. But it was a good day. You know, I can imagine what Long Beach was like. Used to be down there a lot. And where, you can answer me again, but were the sights really good, Steve? Greg, over to you. KC2 OLA.
And to Office Sierra Sierra. I have a landline for a minute, so I'll skip this go around.
And Mike, if you were south of the bowling alley, that was east of Burns Park. Is that correct? Yeah, I think that's the closest landmark. That's where I would launch from. And, all right, Steve, whenever you get a chance, it's, like I said, I'm not going to get it out this season. I have other expenses. So, that's, what do you call that? That's a want, not a need. So, I have other things to occupy my time with. What I should do is look on eBay for a small, like a 5, 6, 8 horse motor to put out on like a skiff, a rowboat. I don't know. It's not a dinghy. It's not a skiff. It's not a rowboat. Although skiff is, I think, the wrong word. But it's a little larger than a dinghy. And I'd like to put a motor on it. If that would be the case, I could use that all summer long. And, you know, that's nothing more than a big lawnmower engine to put on it. I get phenomenal miles per gallon there. And Boaters World is having really good deals, but they're still expensive on those. I think up to 40% off on a small engine. Steve, over to you. This is KC2TJC for ID.
I'm going to bow out on this one, and I'll make some final comments. All right, I'll let you know. I mean, there's still plenty of seeds. It's April 27th, so you got time yet to get that other thing in shape if you wanted to. And I personally, I don't think it's going to be a whole lot of money to get that, you know, your boat going. Master Chef, yes, and I was with my little China girl, so I had to mind my P's and Q's, but there was quite a bit of activity, quite a bit. You know, a lot of people that were there that were scantily clad were extremely burned also because, you know, it was like a summer day and it was there. imagine it was like rock lobster heaven. But very interesting. You know, it was my first dosage of summertime viewing. And I was riding a bike, and, you know, there's a lot of complicating factors. You know, I could have easily been rushed to the hospital with neck strain. I'll see you guys later. Have a good one. GB2NQN Mobile.
Okay. Hey, I got a good chiropractor, my sister-in-law. Just in case you ever need that neck strain to go away. But I know exactly what you mean. Good speaking with you. Have a great day today. Enjoy. And rest up. You got another weekend coming. Let's see if Greg is back. Otherwise, it's going to go to JC.
I guess he's still on landline. Mike, you do a lot of, whatchamacallit, IRLP and Echolink, right? I know you do IRLP. Greg was asking before, can you connect to Echolink on the 440? I've tried and nothing happens. And I've also heard that, no, you can't. And I've also heard that, yes, you can. So, I need to clear up that mystery. Over to you, since we're the only last two standing for the moment.
Let me answer your questions. Basically, I don't do a lot of IRLP or Echolink. Most of the time, it's just repeater stuff. If someone's opened the link, I'm on there. I do not have a DTMF microphone in the car. I do, as I said, I believe last week, I do work HF out of the car. So I work anywhere from 6 through 20. I do have a 40-meter antenna. Haven't had the opportunity to throw that up on top of the car. It's a big antenna. Need to do that one, like when you're going to be stable or in one place for a while. But otherwise, you know, that's what I'm usually working. I have heard the same thing that you have been saying, that Echolink does not work on the 440 machine. And as you and I know, the IRLP is working on those machines. I did hear Echolink on the 147375 machine. Back to you, JC. KC2OLA.
The 143375 machine. I'm not sure what machine that is. And if it's... Yeah, but the thing is, this is where I'm confused. Some have said, I forget who, but I was told that Echolink can work RF to repeater, and then the repeater takes it and puts it on Echolink through the computer on the repeater. And then you have IRLP, which basically does the same thing. And then I've heard from someone else that Echolink will only work computer to computer, computer to RF. So I'm not sure. Back over to you. What is that link? Where is that?
The link is... It's the 147375 machine. It's the sister machine to the 85. The one that I'm going to be switching to in a couple of minutes. If the link is... If the link is up for 85 and 375. You know, so if that's all working, usually that 147375 machine, I've heard Echolink nodes come through on that one. And it, but it's usually not in the morning.
All right, no wonder that sounds familiar. It's this Selden repeater, what they call. Yeah, I think they have that shut off. I think they use either Echolink or IRLP and that's how it rebroadcasts on the 850. So they have that going all the time, so when you talk on the 375, it sends a signal out to the 850. I believe that's how it works. And accepting IRLP and accepting Echolink, I think they all pretty much do that if they're set up for it. But it's accepting RF to Echolink that I've tried, and it does not function. And like I said, I've been told it never can work. Nobody can do it. It's only IRLP. And I've been also told that it can function if they set it, if they engage the feature. So I got to get to the mystery of that. The basic problem is I don't have time to read. I don't have time to open up the internet page and read more and inform myself. But I have tried it, and it has not worked. And I figured if I could get the information on the air, you know, I could always get the information. Actually, Greg came up with a question. So, I'll keep asking around. If you ever find out, let me know. Shoot me an email. KCTJC for ID. OLA, over to you. Mike?
Yeah, I gave a little space to see if Greg is back. He's not. He's still busy on the phone. Yeah, a couple of the people that would be able to answer that question is WA2CDLAndy, KE2EJ, Eric, Steve, not the one that was just on, Steve WA2BMK or something like that. I'm sorry, or yeah, I might have messed up his call. He would know. And also Richie K2KMB, the president of Limewalk, who's on here a lot, knows a lot about the Echolink node and which repeater works on and which it doesn't. But those are four good resources before you go trying to search it out in a on paper or online, because they sip it, so they'll know whether it's working or not. Back to you from exit 58, going east into the sun.
All right, I guess Greg is still busy. Yeah, that's what I plan to do. Although I've been having lots of fun with IRLP. Actually, this whole past week, I've been keying in nodes, seeing where they go. Somebody gave me a lot of information that I didn't actually know, which is reflectors. But so far, I have not been successful with anyone. The only link out of the dozens that I tried, I had one great contact, which is Manchester, which I think you which you had some conversation once with. And I got in touch with someone in Mexico, but I could not copy for anything. It was just all garble, garble, garble. I kept going back and forth. I know he was responding, and it came out a little lucid in the end, and then it went right back to garble. So I had to drop it. I just could not understand. I could not copy. And that's it. And I must have tried 4 dozen nodes, and they all seem dead. Or it's my timing. Most likely it's my timing. It may be better to do with right next to a computer so you can see which node is active and whatnot. I printed out the node list, and I was going through that like a phone book. Mike, over to you.
I guess that's a good idea, is printing out the node list and everything and seeing who's active. But you got to see what time they're active. If you're going to be in the mobile and you're going to do them in the morning and the afternoon, you're going to have to find those nodes that are active at those particular times through the course of the day. Otherwise, it's like fishing. You're going to drop some bait, and you're going to troll, and you're going to see if anybody's out there. And you're going to keep moving spot to spot to see if you can